Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember peace begins in your own heart. Our guest today is Tracy Dunblazier, and she's author of Your Crystal Allies, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. And right now, we're going to get to our guest, and today we have with us Tracy Dunblazier, and she's author of Your Crystal Allies, and Tracy is a grief counselor. She's a 22-book international award-winning author and a publisher, and she just recently won a whole bunch of awards from many of the new award programs, like Independent Book Publishers Association and Cover Awards. Oh, so wonderful books. That's why, and that's why we're interviewing her. So welcome, Tracy.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, and it's wonderful because your books and your things, because you also have divination cards and all sorts of wonderful things, and it's really wonderful that it gets recognized in the industry. Don't you think? I mean, it just is.
Absolutely, and I am very humbled this year, Linda, because it has definitely been my year.
Well,
I don't know if you know that, but Your Crystal Allies just won Product of the Year in the Cover Visionary Awards. So I was so thrilled about that.
Well, see, that must have been that I'm psychic enough to have you right here, right after.
Exactly.
Well, Tracy, how did you get interested in crystals?
Honestly, I think I was born with it. I know we definitely had tumbled stones around the house. My sister was into geology, and as a kid, she had one of those little tumble machines. And you know, I was a Girl Scout. My biggest love, and this is maybe where it really started, was my love of marbles. Because back in the old days, they used to have crystals. Oftentimes, they would make marbles out of crystals. They were itty bitty spheres. And then they moved to glass. And I had a whole set of marbles, and we would play marbles all the time as kids out on the playground. But my first stone ever was called a garden quartz, or in my book I call it a dendritic quartz, because a dendrite, it is chlorite, and it grows, it flows within a crystal, and it looks like a fern. It looks like some sort of greenery, and that's why it's called garden quartz. And I had this piece of it that I still have today. It is somewhere in the abyss of my attic, and I've kept it all of these years. I think I must have had it since I was 4 or 5 years old.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've always been drawn to rocks and crystals. I didn't know what crystals were when I was growing up. I grew up in New York City, so it was a little tougher to find, except, you know,
right,
looking at the buildings. But there was, you know, we did have some parks and things, and of course the beach. And I can always remember having an affinity of trying to find the prettiest rock, or, you know, just saving rocks. And, you know,
yeah,
even when I was dating my first husband, you know, back in college, you know, we would go out and we would find these wonderful little rocks, and we'd share them. And I'd say, okay, you keep mine, I'll keep yours, you know. So rocks has always been, and crystals have always been part of my life too. And I'm better for it.
Absolutely. I mean, they help you in sometimes incredibly subtle and overt ways, but consistently over time. And that was the thing. Like, I have a ridiculous rock collection because, you know, I had a new client to my home the other day, and she was like, "You're a hoarder." And I'm like, "Well, no, it's just a lot of crystals." I have I have so many rocks everywhere you look on every surface there are crystals. But the whole idea for the book series started because I have got some larger stones that have been with me for decades, and one of them said to me, because that's what it felt like. It, you know, it's this. You know, we want to be shared with the world. We want to be shared with other people. And I'd been thinking about that anyway, but I wasn't prepared to let any of them go. So I was like, you know, this is a great idea. I'm going to do a book series, and really, as a part of the book series, most crystal books just give you, you know, a few meanings, maybe some genealogy, and then that's the purpose. But I wanted to channel the crystals. I wanted the crystals' purpose from the crystals' point of view. And that's one of the things, is that the energy pattern that crystals give, it talks to us, and it talks to us in a way that we can receive it. So if somebody is intuitive, or clairvoyant, like it'll give them pictures, it'll give them ideas, thoughts, experiences, it'll help them to understand and create their own relationship with the stone. And they help on all levels, because it helps you to attune to your higher spiritual language. So, you know, in the book, I not only tell my story of the relationships that I have cultivated with some of these stones for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, and then I also channel the stone. I give all of the other information as well, but I channel the stone so that you can, you know, get the essence of a being, right, that's been here on the planet for, you know, billions of years. Like, the crystals have been here long, in such a massive way for so long, because it's what the Earth is made of. 20% of the Earth's crust is quartz.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I've had crystals and stones in my life almost always, and I also have in every room of the house, there's some kind of crystal somewhere, and I have an actual, like, kind of a, you know, a bar area that has, you know, where you're supposed to keep all the glasses, you know, all the way up, and on every shelf, it's a whole crystal thing, you know, and I have everything there. And I do talk to the crystals, and crystals are interesting. Sometimes they want to be given away, and it's hard for me to give away, but if it tells me that it wants to be given away to someone, I do it. Now, I use crystals in healing all the time. I mean, last night, you know, I'm older, so I'm, you know, sometimes my heart goes with arrhythmias, you know, and that is normal as you age. And so I have these three little stones in a pouch that I put, you know, on a black ribbon, and I put them, and it hits right in my heart area, and I wear it to sleep at night, and then in the morning I'm fine. So, you know, and then I ask the crystals to help me, and, you know, all the time. And so I use crystals all the time. You know, you can put quartz crystals. I have quartz crystals on every computer in the network, and they don't go down, okay? You can put a quartz crystal on your engine in your car, and you will never run out of gas. So there's so many things that people don't understand, and yet they're really there's an affinity to whether they realize it or not, because they're wearing jewelry. And if you're attracted to things, it's usually, if they're not plastic or glass, you know, you're attracted to the stone that you probably need. And it's kind of an interesting thing. And that's why I like your book, because you're opening up the idea that we can actually talk with crystals. Now, I talk with plants and leaves. People think that I'm crazy, but, you know, everything on Earth is a sentient being. And so when you look for that, you can actually get and have conversations with these things. And it's interesting. I have so many crystal stories. But I want to talk a little bit about why you think crystals are your allies and what your perspective on that is.
Well, because they don't care and they don't judge. They serve. They have an energy pattern that doesn't care about who you are, doesn't care about what you've done, doesn't care about how you act. All they do is help you to align with a higher frequency that you're capable of in the next moment. Meaning, any crystal will take you to your next level. A crystal is never going to take you beyond where you're prepared to go, but it's going to little by little by little help you evolve and shape and expand until you make choices that even surprise you, right, for the positive.
Well, you know, I never really kind of thought of it that way, but, you know, as I think back through all my experiences, what you're saying is true. And it's kind of interesting, you know, so in other words, not only are they your allies, they're your helpmates, you know. I know that that's where I go to crystals for, is when I need help. And and not that I don't see them and say, oh, you're beautiful. I mean, I always compliment them, all sorts of stuff. But, you know, but I do go to them when I need help. You know, I'll use chlorite for my throat. You know, if I have a sore throat, I'll use sodalite for my stomach. If I have an upset stomach, when my dog was dying and was old and had arthritis, I put a little pouch around her neck with the stones that would help mm-hmm. for the pain and whatever, and it works. And people would say, what she's got around her neck? I said, she's got a little bit of stones in there, and they're going, okay, but, you know, she lasted until she was 18, so, you know, I mean, some of them must have worked, right? So, and I believe it's the crystals, but your take on this, your Crystal Allies, is a little different. It's got pictures in it, but it also has all sorts of places where you can put notes, and it has the geological properties and how to care for them and use them, because, you know what, people don't realize that you have to care for these crystals, you know?
Right. Absolutely. The interesting thing, so I am not a scientist by any stretch. I mean, I think intuitively I am a scientist. I love science, but as far as data is not my thing. And so I actually had to really research every single stone, and I've always avoided that, honestly, my whole life. I've never learned about the properties, like the actual geological properties, how they were formed, all of that. It didn't interest me because I was so caught up emotionally in the power of them and how effective they were for me in helping me to manage my spiritual self and my emotional self and even my physical body. But as I researched, this is a three-book series with a 44 altar card deck. And as I researched every single one, I really became to understand. I put just the basics, the bare minimum. I think someone should know about crystals to understand that how they formed generates a pattern that connects to you, right? Because we too are patterns, right? We too are frequencies that connect to each other and the planet and all other things. And so the more you can kind of tap into that with a crystal, it really helps you be able to see yourself not just for the emotions that you carry or the spiritual imprints that you carry or the body that you have. You see yourself as a frequency, and that gives a whole other level of non-judgment and compassion when you address yourself. But that was what I got from learning about the geology. And there's one particular stone called Bumblebee Jasper. Oh, I love it so much. It's this very rich, what we'd call construction yellow. It's like a really deep gold with some grays and blacks and whites. And it is created in the fissures when a volcano erupts and the lava goes down the side. It creates these fissures where crystals are formed in the earth from the hot lava.
Wow.
And it turns this brilliant bumblebee jasper. If you've not worked with it, you need to get some. If you're not sure what it is, look it up. These pictures, the color is just so magnificent, and there's always a design in every stone. And it's a great stone for depression. One of the reasons I always have it around when I work with people, if they're struggling, you know, I'm like, pop a piece of that in their hand. But it helps you to re-enlist your sense of personal power and confidence. So that will help you with your voice, with your self-understanding, with your relationship with others, with setting boundaries. Again, it's a real power stone, but it's also a happy stone. And I don't know, I was so when I think of, you know, being that close to a volcano, that's what I think of. It's like, wow, what power, and I get to hold some of that in my hand. How exciting is that?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I remember one time I was dating this shaman, and he was trying to, you know, really connect with me. He wanted to marry me. I just said no, but I said no. But anyway, but what happened was is that I was attached. I still had some residual energy from a relationship, and he said, "Do you want to get rid of that?" And I said, "Yeah." And he had a wand of smoky quartz, and he showed me how to pull out the cords with the smoky quartz in the heart so that it could release any negative things that came out, and he showed me how to do that. And so a lot of times when clients come in and they're having problems releasing things, then what I do is I use the I went and got a smoky quartz wand and did it. Now, it was really interesting because when I went to get the wand, this one smoky quartz actually called to me, right? And I looked at it and I said, "Well, this is the one." And my friend was with me. And she said, "Well, this is all beat up." And she says, "And there's pits in it, and there's, you know, there's
right
stuff on it, and here's a pretty one that's all clear and whatever. Is that, don't you want that one?" I said, "No, because this is the one that's talking to me." And
right,
and so, you know, it, just because a stone is pretty doesn't mean it's powerful, right? And so
right,
so you have to understand that there's methods of how you can choose your stones, and and if there's an affinity to that, then you should take it no matter what it looks like. I have another stone story to tell you, because this one is, you're going to crack up at. So I don't know. Do you know where the Jewel Tunnel is?
I'm sorry, the what tunnel?
The Jewel Tunnel.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
I go there all the time.
I know. And, you know, you just absolutely die. One time I went in and they had a room. It was like, I don't know, 10-foot crystal ball in the middle of the room. Another time they had a 40-foot crystal geode. Okay, two of them in there.
Wow.
Because they order things for Hollywood and stuff like that, and they do it, and it's like a football sized field of crystal that isn't, it's overwhelming. Anyway, I went down there, and I love to go into the section where they're discounting things, right? So I went in, and of course the guy there, he doesn't tell you that there's, if you ask him about the metaphysical properties of the stone, he'll say it's a stone, right? But he
right
knows all of it. He just is that, you know, little wry, sarcastic, I don't even know if he's still there, but the sarcastic, you know, you figure it out, you know, kind of guy, you know. Anyway, so I go in, and I had been there for a lot of times because I had a metaphysical catalog company, and I had made sacred stone pouches and for people and blessed them so that, and give them uses of the stones back in, oh, I guess in the early 90s or something. Anyway, so I go in, and I pass this stone, and the stone actually turns. And wherever I'm going, the stone is turning. So I go back, and I look back, and then I go back ahead, and it's turning. So I was with somebody. I said, "Hey, watch this." So I walk, and he sees the same thing. So I pick up the stone. I said, "Oh, he's playing a trick on me. He's got this, you know, turn in with this." And I'm looking. I can't find anything. So I call him over. I said, "Come here, you." I said, "What's this?" And he goes, "What do you mean?" And I turned and went back. And he goes, "You know, that we think that we don't know exactly what that is." He says, "But we think it's from a meteor, you know, from outer space type thing." And,
right.
And he said, and he goes, "And really, we do not have anything that's turning the stone." He goes, "You need to get this stone." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "Let me think about it." And so I went back and I looked at other things, and the stone was calling me and calling me and calling me. And I pick it up, and the stone says, "If you take me, I will give you any information you need in the universe. I have all the answers. You know, take me home with you." And I looked at it and I said, "Oh, well, thanks so much." And then I kind of, I went home, and my girlfriend said, "You didn't get that stone." And I said, "No, because I don't need anybody telling me, even a stone, what's going to happen in the universe. I just listen to God." So there's a difference there. And I said, "No, I don't trust those aliens." Anyway, we got to go to break, but when we come back, we're going to get more into Tracy's book, Your Crystal Allies, which you can get on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, bookstores, her website, and we'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Tracy Dunblazier, and she is author of Your Crystal Allies, which is a wonderful book. I mean, I just love crystal books anyway, so anytime that one comes my way, I kind of get it. But this one's a little different, and it's got the heart of the crystal in it, I think, where most people are telling you what to do, how to care for them, da-da-da-da-da. Well, she has all that, but she's got the heart of the crystals. And I would think that families of crystals would have, you know, I would think, and this, I'm just purporting this, but, you know, say the Native American Indians, you know, they have culture and they have ways of doing things, and as well as the African Americans and the German Americans and the Italian Americans. We have different properties inside of us. And I would think that the crystals come from different kinds of families, also have the same kinds of things, because as above, so below, don't you think?
Absolutely. That I think is expressed in a stone's called a crystal habit. So each stone is formed with a particular shape of crystal. Like for example, let me pull out. So the habit of the stone is what is repeated over and over in the stone.
Oh,
so each crystal, like a octahedron, right, or a rhombohedron, each stone is formed from millions of other smaller formations of that stone, whatever shape it is. And that's how stones are created, is from usually heat, water, and what makes the quartz, which is the SiO2. And so for a traditional quartz, like a quartz stone crystal. It's made of silicone and in a trigonal pattern. So that pattern just recreates and recreates and recreates itself as the stone grows, no matter how big it grows. And that pattern sets its frequency. And then that's what attracts you or repels you. I have a fun crystal story. Many years ago, you might remember this place. There's a place called Angel Ohm.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of folks. The guy was an engineer, and they had a crystal shack. And one day I was driving, and I just saw this really beat up sign that said "Crystals this way." And I was like, "Whoop!" And I pulled right off the PCH, and
I did the same thing. Did they have the crystal bed?
Yeah,
I know exactly where you were at. I laid right down on that amethyst bed, you know. Go ahead, go. This is going to be a good story.
so I went up there, and they also had this chair that they had. It was a huge piece of rose quartz that they had carved this center out that you could sit in, and I loved that. You're just sort of wrapped up in the pink vibrations of rose quartz. Anyway, so I'm looking around, and the shelves were dirty, and everything, there was dust on all the crystals, and I just didn't care. I saw this crystal on a shelf, and I'm like, "Oh my God, what is that?" It seemed like it was a reptile, and it was also shaped a little like a dagger.
Ooh.
And I was like, "Oh my God, what is that?" And I'm like, "Oh no!" And I put it away. And then I was walking around looking at prettier stones, and then I was like, "Wait a second. I think I need to know what that is." So I went back and I took it and I sat down with it and I just burst into tears. And I probably cried for 10 or 15 minutes. And luckily I was with a friend, and she just was entertained by the store owners, and I just sat back in the corner by myself crying with the what turned out to be barite. Barite is an incredibly powerful stone that gets to the heart of the matter. It's a truth teller. So whatever you may be telling yourself, it's going to help you to see what maybe you were afraid to see, what you didn't want to see, what was confusing to you, but it clarifies things in such a powerful way, and it's an emotional processor. And I stood there with that stone, and it was like $60, which probably, at the time was...
That's a lot of money back then,
That was a lot of money, and I was like, you know what, but I have to have this, and I don't, and I have it today, and it's in my first book. The first crystal book is the 12 best gems and minerals for
healing trauma.
Healing trauma and navigating change. And I used barite in this because barite is such a powerful stone, and everybody needs a piece of it. And every piece looks different. Like, this was an unusual expression of barite. But the other interesting thing is it has a very large specific gravity. Now, specific gravity is basically how much it weighs, but in science, specific gravity is how much something weighs in comparison to water. That's their measurement. And this one, you can have the same size stone in a barite as you do in quartz, but quartz will weigh less and feel lighter. So that's another interesting thing, and it made perfect sense for that as well, because barite handles some business.
Well, yeah, there's so many things, that crystals do that it's just incredible, just very incredible. Now, tell us a little bit, because this book is, the one I'm looking at is Your Crystal Allies, the 12 Best Gems and Minerals for Healing Trauma and Navigating Change. Tell us a little bit about how crystals can help heal the trauma and navigate change. Well, you did one story on that, but how does it, do you have other things that you can tell people with this?
When we're addressing a trauma, we first have to get to the truth. Sometimes when people are victimized in some way, or there's they experience a deep trauma, a traumatic event, they oftentimes lose that memory. That memory is sequestered from the rest of the brain. And they literally, it becomes a blank, and they just can't remember. And so Barite helps to connect one with the truth of what happened, to be able to witness it rather than relive it, and then it helps one to grieve it, right? So when we grieve something, that means that we see the truth, we embrace it, and we process it by giving ourselves permission to feel sorrow, to feel the loss. Anytime we experience any kind of trauma, we're losing a part of ourselves. We're losing our naivete or our innocence or a person, place, or thing. And so it helps us to process out that experience so that we can come to ultimately a place of forgiveness. Right? So let's say you've grieved, you've dealt with the truth, you've addressed everything as it is, you've grieved it. Now you have to forgive it. Right? You forgive the loss. I know it seems weird, right? Like somebody dies. And we have to forgive them for leaving us. It's counterintuitive. It's not rational. But our emotions are truthful, but they're not necessarily rational.
Right.
And when we stop ourselves from processing the trauma or grieving it because it doesn't seem rational to do that. I remember my father died when I was very young. He got sick when I was 11, and he died when I was 12. And I remember I had moved to New York when I was 18, and this woman said to me, "You've got to forgive your father." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? My dad died. What do I forgive him for?" And I, you know, I completely repelled every word of wisdom she offered me. And then I was working with crystals, and then I found a piece of gold lace obsidian. It was a little pyramid, and I stalked it for like weeks at this store because it was a $40 piece, and I couldn't quite afford it, but I put it on layaway. Like I went through jumped through hoops to get this stone. And then I had it on my altar, and as I began to work with it, I began to understand what it means to forgive. Forgiveness isn't always, it means to make even, to get back to the place before you were before the loss with the wisdom that you gained from the loss.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Tracy Dunblazer and talking more about your crystal allies. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Tracy Dunblazier, and we're talking about her book, Your Crystal Allies, which you can get at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Tracy, what's your website?
My website is www.TracyDunblazier, TracyDunblazier.com. And you can go to BeASlayer.com, which is the book site. That's where you'd... Well, you can purchase books on my Tracy Dunblazier site, and you can see everything that I offer.
Oh, that's great.
On both sites.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Now, how and why did you pick the 12 crystals that are in your book?
Well, again, I consulted them. some of them, like for the trauma, some of them I looked back. As an empath, I cried for the every day of the first 50 years of my life. I cried all the time for myself, for others, for my clients, for the world. Like I was a processor of emotions, how I learned and connected. And I really wanted to look at I wanted to dig more deeply into grief, into the emotional process, and I wanted to begin to break it down, because trauma, when people hear the word trauma, they're like, oh. And or the word grief, and they're like, no, I don't want to feel that, because they feel like if they open up that door, that it's going to take them over, and they'll never be the same again. And honestly, on some level, that's true. But you do stop crying. You know, when we grieve something, there is a finite amount of emotional energy that we have to process, and that's what people don't really understand. And that emotional process actually helps to change our brain. And it helps us to open our heart and become more loving and compassionate people to ourselves first and ultimately to others. And so I chose the stones that supported that process.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I was just looking at your book. That's why I got you, because your book gets you involved. And I was reading, I have a phantom crystal, and I was just reading your take on it, and it makes all sense. I mean, a lot of the things that you talk about are absolute truth, and so it works really well when I like things that are in truth, so that people can, you know, you give them enough, but not all, so that they can experience their own way of dealing with things, because everybody's different. And so what you do is you give them enough tools in there to figure out how they can use the crystal in the best form for them and yet grow with it, which I think is great. Now, what do you include in each chapter about each crystal?
I include the spiritual properties, like how a stone is going to help you. If there are specific things, like it's particularly good, like, so for example, a phantom quartz is specifically good at past life imprints and spiritual trauma. So sometimes people come in and they are just depressed or anxious, they get triggered easily, and they've had a beautiful life, right? It doesn't make sense, the anxiety and fear that they carry. And when that happens, it's because they carry spiritual trauma from other lifetimes, or you can call it an imprint that you carry in with you, and it helps you to transform how your perspective and your life purpose in this lifetime. And phantom quartzes form because the quartz grows from the matrix out. And then it stops. Something stops the silicone feed, maybe for 1,000 years. And then something, 1,000 years later starts that silicone feed again, that water with silicone, and then another crystal forms on top. And that process can happen hundreds of times. So one crystal can have hundreds of phantoms, or maybe just one phantom. The picture in the book, I've never seen a phantom quartz with only one phantom, and I found one when I was looking for stones for this book. This is a stone that came to me.
I have one too. I have one with just one phantom.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And they're very rare.
They are. And this was such a, like, this was, I don't know if it's the best stone to really show somebody what exactly a phantom quartz is, but it was so pristine and magical that I had to use it. It just needed to be, it needed to speak to everyone. But this stone, helps to connect, with a particular vibration all the way through, through time and space. So you can, phantoms will lead you into the future, will lead you into the past, it will help you to access the history of why you are the way you are.
And that makes a lot of sense because, you know, we are a conglomerate, not of just this lifetime, but of all the past lifetimes, and then also our ancestors and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, anything that can help us feel better and be better is something that we should have in our toolbox. Now, what is a crystal grid?
A crystal grid is some form of symbol. You can use whatever you want. I chose four different. I chose a Sriyantra, a Triquetra, a Star of David, and what was the fourth one? Oh, and the Flower of Life. I chose 12 different grids for people to use to basically, it's a way that we, it's a pattern that sets up the energy for a healing, right? So you can use anything as a crystal grid, but I chose specific symbols that already had their own meaning so that you can know, you can be very specific about what grid that you choose. And in the altar card deck, I include four cards that are crystal grids. So you can actually lay out a grid and then lay out your stone cards on it as well as using your actual, stones.
So that it actually increases the power. Well, you know, Tracy, I really want to say thank you so much for being on with us. I so much appreciate you. And again, everyone, it's Your Crystal Allies by Tracy Dunblazier, TRACEEDUNBLAZ as in zebra IER.com and BeASlayer.com. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you, Linda.
All right, then. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And guess what? It's time to answer your questions for you. If you need information on any kind of natural health, life problems, spiritual objectives, or you want a free psychic reading to see what your next step is or where you're going, you know, or even if you just want to talk and express yourself, I'm here for you, and I want you to feel free to call in on our toll-free number. We have about one more segment, so it's your segment. So remember to limit your question to one so I can get to each one of you, and you can give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. That's 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Here you go. There you have it. So give me a call and I'll be glad to answer any of the questions that you have for you, that you may have. It's really an interesting time for me. I have all of a sudden 22 years ago, I stopped my life to create this HealthyLife.net radio network. And I was doing a lot of writing and books and helping people and individual seminars and lectures and all sorts of stuff. And I was offered a TV show back then, and then God wanted me to go in this direction to start this radio network. Well, we've helped over 79 million people with this network, and so I have all these books that I have been writing and whatever, so I decided I better start publishing them and doing some things. And so I 2 years ago I published Symbols of You, and this year I published Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Program, kind of against the Ozempic Wegovy, so that we could get people to do things naturally. And then next year we're going to be doing a wonderful children's book, and I'm trying to produce a 12 song record that goes to help kids to stay positive, identify what creates negative thought and how to overcome that to stay positive in a very fun, entertaining way. So, and then how to stop fear, because, you know, one thing about fear, if you don't have any fears, then you cannot, no one can control you. I mean, governments, nobody can control you if you have no fear. And that's what they're trying to do, is to make sure that we're fearful all the time and stressed all the time so that we can stop our critical thinking. Because when we're in fear so much and we're in negativity so much, we can't think for ourselves. It's a natural thing to do this. I mean, physically, okay, in the brain. So we want to make sure that we stay as positive as possible so that we can ascertain truth no matter where it comes from, and use critical thinking to do that and see what's right for us. We don't want to judge anybody or judge things, but we want to see, we want to discern what is right for us, because that's what happens when you want to have a happy, positive life. And if you're discerning somebody that is not right for you, then you don't judge them. They can do whatever they have to do, but you stay away from them. It's that simple, right? So, what I've been doing, all my life is trying to get people to understand the positive aspects of life and to understand maybe some principles that have gotten lost in the need for ego and greed and profit and all about me. And I wanted to open up the world so that they understand that everybody has psychic ability, and but, you know, not everybody should be doing readings. But, you know, it's the basic. Everybody has this wonderful structure in them. And so, and also I want everybody to understand the principles of change and how positivity works so that we can navigate life and be happy in life and understand that even just by loving a pet or your spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or a grandchild or even a friend, okay, it creates more positive energy that can help the planet. Just you just loving your, you know, a flower, okay? All this energy, if we get that, it will uplift us. And so in these times, we're getting to see a lot of different things. I mean, I don't understand how the United States of America could want a felon. I mean, it's a crook. How you would want that. I mean, yes, we understand that, you know, all politicians kind of do it, but I mean, they're not really charged with it. You know, I mean, there's a little bit of a difference, but maybe not, but who knows. But I do want to tell you that it's, you know, we want to make sure that we're understanding the truth so that we can stay together, especially with this AI, this artificial intelligence that's coming in. They're going to be pulling you in different directions, and the written word is very powerful, right? So when you read something, your mind somehow thinks it's true, and it may not be true. I mean, it's like, for example, and then history, whoever writes the history makes the truth, but it may not be true. For example, Paul Revere wasn't the real person that really wrote and helped to warn about the British. It was some Jewish guy, you know, that ran, you know, that rode and actually did everything, you know, and Paul Revere rhymed better with the poem or whatever it was. So, you know, so what we can do is we may not be able to understand all the individual criteria of things, but we can ascertain the truth of something. And when we stay towards truth, we will have better and happier and more positive lives. And so that's all I wanted to say. So I've been doing now, it seems like God has said, okay, you know, you were here 22 years ago, you had this whole plethora of things for you, and you did what I asked you to do, and nothing's going to happen with healthylife.net. As a matter of fact, we have opened hrnpodcast.com or hrnradio.com. Anyway, hrnpodcast.com has 5 or 6 years of certain hosts, so that like Susan Weed and her herbs, I mean, you can go back and listen to all of these. And it used to be that we had it subscription, and I said, no, I'm not going to charge for this. I'm going to allow people to come in and get this information because it's positive and it can help them. And especially now, I mean, everybody's binge watching, right? I mean, you go on Netflix. Don't give me a thing that I have to come back every week. You know, some people like that. But I want to binge watch sometimes. So that's what you can do here. You can listen. You can binge listen on hrnpodcast.com, and it's free now. And we have over 3,600 podcasts, positive podcasts, that will really help you. So on that note, you know, I've been putting out a book a year. I'm doing a whole bunch of books, and I'm doing lectures, and I'm out doing, tours and psychic tours and things like that. And we are going to be starting a new television show in June. And so it's going to be on soulsearch.tv. And it's going to be called Live with Linda. I think we're releasing it on June 24th, on my birthday. So I'll be 75, and it's going to be live at 75 with Linda. But anyway, it's going to be a fun, fun show. It's going to be interactive, and you should take a look and make sure if you're in the area that you look and try and get into the audience, because it's going to be a live show, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Anyway, that's all I got to say. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back. ¶¶
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back, and you're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, or at least you were. Anyway, I want you to go to my site, lindamckenzie.net, that's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net, lindamckenzie.net. Look on the events, and you'll be able to see all the things that I'm doing, and there's places there on the site, too, with predictions and where you can get my books, which is really great. And I have a new audiobook for the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss program. So, but anyway, I've enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of truth, freedom, and purpose. Bye.